Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efan, Josefa Gahagon, Bikarav Mamesh. And we continue. Mishnah Beis tells us Shimon HaTzadik Hayim Yishar Kenes HaGdayla. Shimon HaTzadik was from the leftovers. He was from all the way at the end of the Anshe Kenes HaGdayla. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say. When we say Hu Haya Omer, that means this is something that he used to say all the time. Al Shalosh Hadvarim Ha'Olam Omed, the world stands on three things, which means it was created for these three things, and it only continues because these three things continue to exist. Number one, ala Tyra, for the purpose of learning Tyra, for Yidden accepting Tyra and continuing to learn it and abide by its laws. That's number one. Number two, ala Avaida, on Avaida. Usually Avaida refers to bring Karbanos. Nowadays, we don't have the base of Mikdash. We say that Avaida is Tefillah. Tefillah replaces those Karbanos. And number three, Valgmilas Chasadim, and doing acts of Chesed. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Antignus ish Soichai Kivil M'Shem HaTzadik. The next in the line of the Metzairah is this person named Antignus. He was from Soichai, so that's what we call him ish Soichai. He was Makabal, all the Tyra from Shimon HaTzadik. He was the next link in the chain. And Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Al tiyu kavadim misham shen asurav al manas lekabel pras. Don't be like servants who serve their master on condition or for the express purpose of receiving payment. Ela havu kavadim misham shen asurav shalay al manas lekabel pras. Rather, it's better to be a servant that serves the master without the express intention or purpose or desire or need to receive that payment. Which means when we serve Hashem, it should be just because we want to serve Hashem, because we're serving Hashem. And he told us that's what the mitzvahs are and that's what we're supposed to do. Not because we're going to get reward, we're going to get schar for our mitzvahs. In other words, another way of saying this is serve Hashem me'ava. However, v'himar shemayim aleichem, the fear of Shemayim should be on you. There's technically a danger in this. If a person only serves Hashem me'ava, he could forget about that we have this idea called yiras Hashem. You have to be afraid of doing averus. You have to be afraid of doing the wrong thing. Therefore, he concludes v'himar shemayim aleichem. Make sure that you have this mar shemayim on you. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalar and Hay with more memras. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.